FSN Radio.
It's all about what's next.
Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports.
The Financial Survival Network.
It's all about what's next.
You're listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz, and our good friend Mike Gazzola is back with us. Mike, are you busy packing now? You're off to China soon.
Well, yeah, nowadays I pretty much have a China bag ready to go because, it doesn't really change too much. I know what clothes I need. I know all the supplies I need. And yeah, I couldn't be more excited because the training in China is going to start on the 26th. So every trip, you know, it just keeps getting better and better. And it's always just so fun to see, you know, the hottest products that you find using the Amazon product finder and then physically finding those products while we're at, you know, the epicenter of Chinese trading, which is about 6 kilometers long. So you're talking over 3 miles of square footage. And, you know, it's so exciting every single trip because every single time there's products that I didn't even consider. There's products that I target before I leave. And by the time I get there, you know, sometimes it changes. Sometimes I might lock down 2 or 3 of the products that I had researched ahead of time. But every single time, it just keeps getting better and better. The more and more I've been going to China and more I've had such amazing students come with me to China. And, you know, that's for me, a lot of the fun is just being there with so many ambitious people, people that are ready just to take over and, you know, just take their little piece of this amazing Amazon pie.
Hey, absolutely. And this is the perfect time of the year to be going as well, isn't it?
It really is. Yeah. So, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, I don't want to go to China. I mean, going to China isn't necessarily something you have to do. It's just because a lot of people tell me when they're first starting, they say, you know, do you think I'm ready to go to China? Should I launch a couple products first, kind of get those off the ground, or should I just jump right into China? And that really just depends on what kind of person you are, right? Some people are just, they're so hungry and they just want to go after it. They don't want to, you know, kind of work their way up and then go to China. They want to go to the epicenter, go right to the horse's mouth and start sourcing products immediately live in person. Because you could do everything through the internet, through email, through all of our contacts in China, but going to China just puts everything on steroids immediately. But it's definitely, you know, most of the people in the inner circle, I mean, I would say, you know, 90% of them, maybe over 90%, don't actually go to China and find tremendous success. You know, some of our biggest success stories didn't even ever go to China. And now they're at that point where they say, okay, well, you know, I hit that 10,000, 15,000, 20,000 a month mark. Now I want to go to China and just expand my existing brand. But right now, it is a great time of year only because we're in July. So a lot of products, and when I first started, I thought certain things would be seasonal, right? So When I first got interested in, like, say, wine products, as an example, I was thinking, okay, well, yeah, during Christmas, New Year's, it's going to be amazing. But then you realize, you know, hey, something like wine during Thanksgiving, during Christmas, during New Year's, during, you know, Valentine's Day, people have anniversary, birthdays, you know, throughout the year. So right. A lot of times you're thinking that it's going to be a seasonal product, like outdoor LED lights, you know, a lot of these things that you think are just going to be big during a certain time of year. Then you realize, wait, yeah, during the winter, people are buying these outdoor lights, you know, because it's always warm somewhere, right? And, you know, you kind of start to think that, oh, well, maybe I shouldn't launch that now because it might not be a good time of year. But right now is a great time of year, whether you go to China or you just start the ball rolling on getting your online business up and running. I mean, Amazon right now is at 10% of where it's going to be. So when people ask, is it tapped out? Is it too late for me? I mean, it hasn't even begun. This would be like asking if the internet was tapped out in 1997, right? Is this thing really going to stay? I mean, this internet thing, it's been around a couple years. I mean, I think I don't need a computer get online, because I think it's kind of tapped out. And now everybody has an internet connection of some type. And if they don't, I mean, that's certainly the exception to the rule. But what's cool right now is that it being July is whether or not you go to China or you just start the ball rolling online. And getting the ball rolling to source your first product, determine what product works for you, getting your product to Amazon, launching it, building your storefront, all that stuff. It's all just a process. But what's cool is right now, if you got the ball rolling right now, you wouldn't just catch Thanksgiving, but you'd also catch Christmas, you'd catch New Year's. And those are obviously big spikes in your business. But throughout the year, the business just keeps on growing. Every single year, every single month, there's more and more products, there's more and more amazing opportunities. And right now, because you got to think, okay, if you wanted to really be diligent about what product you chose to sell, you would want to think, okay, realistically, if I started right now, I'm going to have about 6 weeks. And of course, certain products could be quicker, you know, and depending if you want packaging, if you want logos, if you want all that stuff, you know, if you think in a realistic manner, 6 weeks, we're just hitting it, right? So
yeah,
figure August, half of September is done. Even if you got it there by October, you're right at one of the best times of the year to get started. So all these people that are coming to China, it's going to be really fun. It's going to be really hot, but it's going to be really fun because getting to see all these products live, it makes it real, right? You know, a lot of people, they see all these amazing products, they see all this opportunity, but when you're physically there and you see it with your own eyes, it just blows you away with excitement, mm-hmm. not feeling overwhelmed in any way, because it's just a process. How do you start? How do you implement? How do you sell? Then how do you increase your sales? How do you outmarket the next guy? And then how do you ultimately launch more and more products?
Yeah. I mean, really, you got to start somewhere. And if you're going to start, you might as well start going to China, because you're going to wind up there anyway once you really get into this, because you're going to realize that you have to go right to the source. You can't deal with intermediaries. Plus, I think personally, it's a lot better if you go out there and you meet Jing, the product sourcing agent, see his operation, get your own personal rep there, and get all the contact infos. Yeah, you don't have to go there to do it. But I think also the other thing that you talk about a lot is the network. And you're going to be there with a bunch of other people who are learning how to do the same thing. And to me, one of the most valuable things was after being in the market all day, go back either that afternoon or the next morning, and we review products and say, hey, is this thing going to work? Is this a good thing to be promoting? Is this where I want to be? And then, you know, you really get a lot of different perspectives on your product selection process, on what's going to work, what isn't. You know, hey, you might come up with a great product, but the thing weighs 50 pounds and it's going to cost a fortune to ship. And if you weren't in China and actually experiencing this firsthand, you might not find out till it was too late otherwise. And other parameters that make for a successful product, you know, high margin, easy to ship, that you can ship a lot of it, things like that, that I don't think you can get as good an exposure to except to go to China.
That's right. And all the people that are in the inner circle that haven't been to China yet, what I always recommend, I mean, because it's almost foolproof when you kind of go through the hot products. And, you know, if you're looking at products without going to China, you're not going to want to really get anything more than, you know, $3-$4, source it for. And you're going to want to make sure it sells for at least $20 and sells consistently. And it's a hot product. And because a lot of people say, well, why don't I just launch a product or two, then come to China? That's perfectly fine. You know, everybody's different. Sure. Some people, they want to start with dipping their toe in the water, and some people dive in head first. And it really is your comfort zone. And that's why when I say you don't need to come to China, that is true. But as you launch more and more products, you're going to end up in China, only because it makes it too easy to do it all in 1 week. And the power of the group together, and that's something that you just touched on. It's like every time, so about a month and a half ago is when we capped out this trip. So, and every time there's about 25 people total. And so it's like every single morning, every single night, we all get together and we get to review these products together. You get to learn the methodology. It's everything that you learn in the weekly calls, but being there, See, it would be kind of like, you know, if LeBron James created a video series on how to shoot a free throw, you would definitely improve your game on shooting free throws. I mean, that's without a doubt. But if you got to meet with LeBron James and spend 4 or 5 days with him and he actually showed you and you were with 25 other people learning how to shoot a basketball with LeBron James. Now, and this isn't the China group's been booked for over a month. So this isn't you can't come to this trip, but maybe the October trip or maybe the January trip might be something that would be right up your alley. And if you wanted to start kind of learning the process and kind of getting the 16 steps down before you went, you know, now is certainly a good time to start the weekly coaching with us. And it's an application. So at all times, there's a few spots that open in the inner circle. And at all times, different times, we're completely maxed out. So as people go through the training course and they're up and running and they're all good, then we keep it at 100 at all times. So more people will come in, more people will ultimately not need us anymore, right? Yeah. And then every 3 months is when we do the China trip. So we haven't even announced the dates yet for October. We don't even know when we're going because every trip. So when I'm there on the 25th, I have a meeting where I sit down with the hotel with the sales manager there. I book the big block of rooms. I book the meeting room, the executive center, all that stuff. So, you're thinking, well, why not just do that on the phone? You know, this is China. So yeah. I need to be there. I need my spot. I need to actually pay them right then and there.
Yeah.
You know, they're not big on credit there. They're kind of big on, you know, if you want this, you need to pay us. And, you know, I have a good relationship with them now, but every single trip is when I facilitate everything for the next trip. So, you know, when I get back from China, I'll definitely let you guys know the dates for the October China group. And because we maxed out early this time, we already have the spot secured for the October and they don't even know the exact dates yet. But we'll definitely do a show because when I get back from China, I love sharing some really cool things I found and, you know, kind of sharing anything that might have changed or anything that's been improved. Because China, too, you know, it's still at the forefront. They're still improving. They're improving their, you know, relations with international buyers. They're improving their relations with shipping and, you know, more strategically and more cost effectively getting the products into the U.S. So I'm building relationships. I already have a lot built where we were able to get products here so much cheaper than if you were just to try and do it on your own. And the entire process of overseeing quality control, making sure your product, and I love that too, because every trip I go, it's so cool. You know, all the students in the inner circle, I get to see their ideas when they started. And then it's so cool to see it like come to fruition, right? Because, you know, there's thousands and thousands and thousands of products that have huge opportunity on it. So it's really fun when somebody like discovers something, then you get to see the end result. You get to see them up and running, making money. You know, to me, that's fun because I saw where they were at before they ever started the training. And then I get to see where they have their first $1,000 day or their first $2,000 day. To me, the benchmark is once you get up to $1,000 a day in sales, that's when you should start looking at either expanding your brand or launching a whole new product line. But you start with one or two products, you get it up and running, then you tweak it, you do these minor adjustments, which is all part of the marketing training. And all part of our every single Monday, like tonight, we have a webinar. Every single Monday, the entire inner circle, we all get together on a webinar and we just go through the raw training, answer all the questions and make sure that everybody's comfortable, make sure that they're not stuck anywhere. And to me, that's the fun of all this is just taking people from no knowledge of doing this and then watching their ultimate success. I mean, it really is a really fun process. Just being able to see it and being able to meet these people in China is you couldn't even put a price tag on it. It's just very rewarding.
Yeah. Well, it's a whole different thing. It's like, it's basically like buying your stuff online and then reselling it online. Whereas you go there, you actually feel the products in your hand. You know, normally what we do is have them sample shipped from whatever supplier is providing them. But here you'll actually see the products and then you can see if there's something you want to change on it. It cuts out a lot of steps and really, really speeds up the process. That's what we found when we went.
Most definitely, because you could do everything just following the course. But what's really cool is just like you said, it's like time is money, right? So in one day, if you're able to literally, and everybody has a translator, right? So I pre-book all these translators for our entire group. So it's really cool to be able to feel it, touch it, find the MOQ, you know, the minimum order quantity, learn about packaging for that specific product, putting logos on that specific product. You could do it all in 10 minutes instead of, you know, expressing interest, having them ship you a sample, checking the quality of that sample, making sure it's the right fit for you, where, and then agreeing, okay, it's good, now get the ball rolling and things like that. It's pretty cool to be able to go there and say, oh, okay, this quality's good, I'm going to go right to another manufacturer. And they're all right there, which is so fun.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, wow, this one is a way better quality and it's even cheaper. Then you find another one, you say, well, the quality is about as good as the first one, but it's 30% less in price. And it's like you could do all this in an hour instead of 2 or 3 weeks. So that's kind of the value. Not that, and the success stories, amazing success stories, just took longer because they're having to get samples and do it sure. like that. And, you know, to me, like, you got to look at this like a real business, right? So oh, yeah. if you were going to open a Subway, why wouldn't you go to the number one Subway in America yeah. and learn kind of how yeah. they became the number one Subway in America, right? I mean, sure, you could email the guy back and forth, or but to go there and see firsthand, it kind of, you know, lights a spark inside you too to say, wow, I mean, there's so much opportunity here. And what's even more amazing is every single time I've gone, so this is my fifth trip with students to China, and we've never ran into yes. another American that wasn't yeah. part of Amazon Secrets, right? So mm-hmm. you could just see it's all these people from the Middle East, from India, Pakistan. If they're going there to buy these products to sell in their country, imagine, you know, okay. America, the land of opportunity. I mean, how could you yeah. not succeed buying those products and selling them here in the States when they're paying the same price, but selling them in Pakistan or India or the Middle East? Or, you know, it's just, it kind of opens your eyes to realize what a great opportunity we have in America and how what our buying power is and our ability to resell it for such a tremendous profit, even a better profit than a lot of these guys in other countries realize.
Yeah, I mean, let's face it, most of the stuff on Amazon, so much of it is being sourced through there anyway. And look, you know, you go to the big online wholesale websites, your Alibaba's, all that, you could do really well there, no question about it. But the idea of going right to the source and actually seeing the stuff there, and you get inspired with other ideas that you would never otherwise get inspired with.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's happened to me countless times. You know, I'm heading to a specific product that I had interest in before I, like before my trip, I'm like kind of looking at products like, okay, what kind of things do I want to look at? Then on my way there, I'll stumble across something and I'll just see and say, what a great idea. Then I just say, hey, you know, what's the turnaround time? What's the wholesale pricing? What's the MOQ? What's, you know, and just getting all those details. And then I have my translator take pictures, write it all down for me, put it all in a spreadsheet for me. And then I just keep going. I go right to the next, to the next, to the next.
Yeah, and to the next.
It's not uncommon for people to find their next 30, 40, 50 products while we're there in China. So it's kind of cool to go once and then understand and be able to meet the people that you're going to be dealing with for several years. Because when you find a winning product, you tend to reorder that product and you tend to expand on that product line. So
exactly.
There's no better place to get your jumpstart than going to China. But, you know, if you're not in a position to go to China yet, you know, you might want to just start kind of learning the process going through. I mean, I have some cool training videos. If you just go to AmazonSecrets.net, enter just your first name and your email, you can kind of check it out and get a couple of video reports and things like that. And then as you get more informed and you kind of get the ball rolling, you might not go to China for 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, a year, but at least you're getting your feet wet right now and kind of learning the process right now.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, look, you move at your own pace in life, but especially in Amazon. And the key is not to overdo it. Start simple. Start with one or two products that are not risky, that you know the market exists for, and that you feel that you can get a marketing edge on, because it really comes down to the marketing when you get down to it all, Mike. You know, it's really about marketing.
That's right. And that's why the two things that we spend the most time on in the course is teaching you how to find the right products that make the most sense, that have the best margins. And then the second most important thing that we spend the most time on is marketing, and then doing high level marketing, and then ultimately out marketing the people that you're competing against on Amazon. And I love competition. You know, people always say, well, Mike, there's already three sellers and one's doing 50 grand a month. One's doing 30 grand a month. One's doing 10 grand a month. Like, how can I compete? And I say, to me, that's what draws me in, is I see that if there's someone doing 50, hey, I might not beat that guy. But if the second place guy is doing 20, 30, the third place guy is doing 10, 15, I know I can compete. I might not be the number one guy, but it's just taking a piece of different products that are already doing well. And I love doing my own packaging. I love making logos. Not me, of course, all that is outsourced, but I just kind of love that process and making all these different products my own. You know, they call it white labeling, right? So I see something really cool. I put my own spin on it, put my own logo, do my own packaging, make my own brand out of it. And then once I have that one up and running, move on to the next, to the next, to the next. I mean, I've made way more money online actually doing what I love than actually coaching people, right? But the coaching is really fun for me too. I love the process of taking people from square one, knowing nothing about, maybe they never had an e-commerce business, maybe they never launched a product, maybe they know nothing about marketing whatsoever. I have a lot of fun kind of going through the process with those people, because ultimately when they become good and they become experts, it's like, it's not that it's because of me, but I might have had a small part of their ultimate success, which feels pretty good.
Well, you put them on the right path, and if they work with you, you keep them on the right path. And that's really what this is about, because it's easy to get sidetracked. It's easy to start doing things wrong. So having that feedback and having somebody to help guide you, really, there's no substitute for that.
Yeah, and that's, you know, and honestly, you know, I learn from my students too. You know, there's, of course, there's always a situation where you're like, wow, yeah, that's pretty amazing. And, you know, I'm glad that resolution worked out. So, you know, you're kind of going kind of along with them. Sometimes I'll get a student, they find a great product, the shipping's really expensive. And then we kind of say, okay, well, I normally ship this way, but why don't we try this? And all of a sudden our quotes are in half, right? It's just kind of a fun process, because what I've always done is I always do really lightweight products that aren't too expensive to ship and that have really good margins. And that's kind of what I gravitate towards. I don't go with big, bulky electronics and big bulky items. I find the products with really good margins, and I'm just using Amazon Product Finder, right?
Right.
And I have a great training video how to use it, but it's kind of cool because it scrubs through every product, every category. It shows you approximately what sales they're doing per month. It shows you how many reviews they have, shows you their bestseller rank, which is all kind of things that we talk about.
Right.
But you got to understand, and that's what I want all of you listening right now to understand, is that it's just a process. You don't have to have some great invention, some great idea. You don't have to recreate the wheel. You go with products and niches that are already successful, and you just find what makes the most sense based on your budget, based on how much time you have on your hands to devote. I've had people, it's kind of funny, you know, I've had people that say, hey, I was just laid off and I'm going to do this business. Like, I'm so excited to do it. And then I had some people say, hey, I just got laid off and, you know, I'm not sure if this is the right time to do it. And in my head, I'm thinking, well, you just got laid off. Rather than get a job working for someone else, I would think this is the best time to start doing something on your own, where you don't have to count on people or depend on someone being loyal to you after you work your butt off. You know, it's, you might be towards retirement. You might be someone that's just out of school. You might be somebody that's worked your whole life and you're just tired of not having time freedom. This is for all different people. And that's what I love about China, is it's like, you know, you're helping these people, you're working with them, but then you actually get to spend 4 or 5 days with them, which is kind of nice. And you get to be there morning, noon, and night, and mastermind and talk and build relationships. And, you know, there's people from every single group that I talk to constantly, which is, it's like, I wouldn't say that they're still students. Some of them are my peers now, right?
Sure.
So, you know, some of them have done better in their first 6 months than I even did in my 6 months. And, you know, I tell them, I say, hey, you know, you're no longer a student. You're now a peer. I mean, you know what I know. And you're doing better than I did in my first 6 months. And, you know, I've asked advice from different people on things that I haven't done. There's been people that did ship really big, heavy items, and, you know, they found loopholes and different things, and they built relationships with different manufacturers that I didn't even know. So it's kind of fun just kind of watching the growth trend of all the students that not just come to China, but the students in the inner circle.
Oh, totally. Totally. I mean, I've met these people, and it's remarkable to see the transformation that can take place in your life when, especially here, because everybody, it's kind of like Amazon is like life. Everybody starts out with nothing. Everybody starts out equally. Yeah, you have a different background. You have different experiences. You have different financial resources. But nonetheless, you're still starting out pretty much, pretty much the same as everyone else, you know?
Yeah, and there's people from all backgrounds. I mean, to me, sometimes I think, wow, you know, that guy is really smart. He's going to kick butt. And then you see someone else and you say, wow, yeah, I mean, he's really smart. He's going to kick butt. And then you see some people that aren't smart at all and they don't really know anything about this, but they have more drive, right? So they end up outworking the people that might seem smarter, might be more articulate, or are more people, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't take salesmanship, right? When you're selling online, it doesn't take salesmanship or charisma or any of that. The people that do the best aren't the smartest. It's the people that have the most drive that are the hungriest. And people, it doesn't matter what they do for a living, because I've seen people that are blue collar workers, but they have more drive than the doctor or the lawyer or the person that you thought had an advantage, but they didn't outwork the guy that was hungrier or the girl that was hungrier to do better or had a bigger why. You know, they said, yeah, hey, you know, I have young kids. I'm tired of working every day. You know, that's more me, right? I mean, making money isn't that hard, but making really good money, but still being able to hang out with my kids whenever I want, take them to school, pick them up, go to their soccer and their dance and stuff like that. It's, you know, that's the difference. Is to me, my why is time freedom. So I'm driven and I go after this and I'm hungry for this because it gives me more time to be able to spend with my family. And some people, their why is their retirement. Some people, their why is, you know, they want their wife or their husband to stay home and they want to work, right? Everybody has a different why, or you're in retirement, you're bored. You know, you miss the game of making money. You know, everybody's got a different why.
Yeah, everybody has a different why. And really, it doesn't matter male, female. It's irrelevant. Like, we've seen women really excel at this. In fact, women could be better. They might have better temperament than men to actually pull this thing off.
That's right. Right now in the inner circle, there's more women than men. And the women, you know, no offense to the guys, you know, I'm a guy myself, but the women seem a lot more open-minded and coachable and teachable. You know, they seem to be able to follow a process a little better than the men. And not that the men don't do very well too, but the women, it's just like, they seem more like process oriented, where if you give them a process and you show them a step-by-step plan, they seem to be able to implement in the right order, in the right steps, where a lot of guys, and I do this myself, they think, well, you know, I could just jump to this or jump to that and, you know, kind of not follow an exact process. But now that the process to me is just kind of like second nature, I don't really like look and see what's my next step. It's like after doing it over and over and over again, it becomes second nature. And that's anybody, right? I mean, whatever your expertise is, whatever you're great at, you don't really have to think about it. It just becomes second nature to you.
Yeah, that's totally it. And that's that unconscious competence. And then you have conscious competence. And really, that's what you're going to learn here better than anything else. So you need to go over, take a look at AmazonSecrets.net and listen to the free training. It's all you need to succeed at Amazon. If you want to go further, you can. But really, all you need to do is watch those videos and you can do it.
That's right. Yeah. And that's why I built the whole training series.
All right. So AmazonSecrets.net. Mike, always a pleasure. We'll talk to you soon.
You got it.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.